Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report on the 15th of July 2022. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, this week we are in for another treat because the fishing has been fantastic on all facets of angling. The sardines are still here, the game fish are playing their part. Whether you are fishing rock and surf, ski boat, or freshwater, this weekend is bound to have some bending rods. So this past week has seen the offshore fishing being pretty good with a combo of fish between bottom fish and game fish keeping everyone happy. The rock and surf has been fantastic on all facets. In fact, it's been on absolute fire. Anglers fishing with some baits has had some good action, but the bigger action has come from the lure guys. They've been having an absolute blast out there. Freshwater fishing has been still pretty great, a little bit slower on the bass side. However, there's been some big carp and a trout mania, which we're going to get into a bit later on. But for now, a huge thank you to our sponsors of the show, the Kingfisher.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
That's right, guys, we all know of Q20. This is Q-Fish, designed for our needs, and you can get them from the Kingfisher branches throughout KZN. Now, let's kick off the show, as always, down the South Coast, starting off with Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepston. Well, guys, the fishing is still absolutely fantastic. I just made a phone call to the guys down the South Coast, and I've got the latest report that the shad is still on the bite morning and afternoon. The water conditions are looking fantastic. The sea is flat. The water color is looking really good. And there's also been a lot of action with regards to some game fish, which includes some kingfish and garrick. If you are visiting down and you want to try your hand on the rock species, well, that is absolutely fantastic at the moment as well. A ton of carentine and blacktail, but in between that, some good size bronze bream, a lot of stone bream, and all your other rock species that comes along with it. If you are trying your hand on the offshore side, well, there has still been some decent tuna activity, but the bigger activity has come from the bottom fishing end, with catches like slinger, Scotsman, Englishman, and rubberlips. So that is the report for that end of South Coast, but what about Scottsboro, Pennington, and Rocky Bay? Well, guys, the fishing has been a little bit quieter this week. However, there has been some bending rods with the rockfish species. So if you are out with your scratching tackle, you are in for a treat, because there has been a ridiculous amount of carentine and blacktail. We did get a few reports of a massive bronze bream frenzy, but that was just over a day or two, and then that seemed to have quietened out. However, the guys are still catching a bit of small cob and the odd garrick in between. Ski boat fishing has been a little bit quiet, and the shad has been on the bite. That's just been pretty much early morning and late at night, and those are in your areas of Scottsboro Point and Cutty Sark. Now, moving on closer to Durban, we are in Warner Beach and Amanzantoti with Gary from Kingfisher Warner Beach, and this is his report of this past week.
Good morning, chaps. It's Gary here at Kingfisher Warner Beach. The past week, a few garrick have come out and shad, all the rocky outcrops, and at night from the beaches mainly. Some stump nose at night, lots of whales passing out deep. Other than a couple of pockets of bait that have come up here and there, I haven't seen any sardines along the stretch. Yeah, let's see what happens in that regard. But otherwise, things are slowly picked up, and with decent water conditions, we should be able to target a variety of fish. I think we might have a good burst in August, hopefully. Otherwise, keep going and let's see what the next week brings.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, yes, at least there has been a bit of activity, and we will keep on trying until that burst in August, which we are crossing fingers for. But for now, let's just keep persevering. Now, moving on to Durban, where we've got Mike V from Kingfisher with this week's fishing report.
How's it, my bud? Hope you're doing well. Yeah, well, the sardines are playing catch and mouse with us. They're popping up, disappearing, popping up, disappearing. but there has been some nice fish up here in the middle north. I've heard of some lovely edibles being caught, a couple of grey sharks in the middle. I heard of a diamond of 60 kilos. Apparently that was a Tongaat Long Beach. And yeah, there's been quite a few shad around, stumpies, bronze bream. In the bay, the guys have been some lovely grunter again. Saw some pics of some lovely kingies on live bait. The piers have been quiet. The beach fronts had a couple shad on it, odd grey shark. Deep sea, the oaks have been getting some beck, some lovely bottoms. I saw some pictures of some snook. The one guy got a lovely cooter off Westbrook. That's about it, eh? It hasn't been a wild week, but there has been some bite. Back on my brew. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Now, staying in Durban to reiterate the offshore fishing, we've got Brad Krobler, who's only been getting 4 hours of sleep this entire week because he's been out fishing. Let's take a listen as to why.
All right, yeah, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The week has been pretty darn nice weather, nice flat seas. Yes, there's been some nice slingers, soldiers on the deep of the Umsloti Belita side, a couple of keelback hanging around, the half cob are still around. Yeah, guys, so have fun, keep it tidy, remember quotas, and be safe out there.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Always great to hear from you, and especially while you are still on the boat, you're giving us a fishing report. Now, moving on to Belito, where we've got Jesse. And guys, Jesse's report is absolutely exceptional, as always. You're going to want to pay attention to this one, because he has some great detailed tips and advice with fishing his area. Guys, Jesse Belito King Fisher.
Good evening, guys. Hope everybody's doing well and enjoying the school holidays. I know that it's been a little bit quiet in KZN as far as holiday makers are concerned. We've seen a little bit of a decline in numbers from the previous years of people coming through, which is a bit of a pity because, fishing seems to be quite good going into these seasons that we are now. Our winter picks up significantly in Belita as far as fishing is concerned. The warmer months do kind of pick up with the flatfish, but the thing is with the holiday makers, not all of them are equipped or knowledgeable enough to target these bigger flatfish and sharks and stuff like that. So when they come down to the surf, down to the beach for the holidays, they just want to take a small rod and go catch a couple of small fish. A lot of the guys are actually happy with catching anything as small as a carantine or a blacktail or whatever else, that just puts a little bit of a bend in their rod. So this time of year is absolutely perfect for the holiday makers because they can come down and catch as many small edibles as they want all day long and just have fun doing it. The children can go and catch a ton of fish and have fun with it. The parents generally don't get enough time to fish for themselves because they're attending to baiting up for the youngsters and all of that. I'd strongly suggest the guys that are coming down next year, obviously we're a little bit late in the season now, next year, June, July holidays, the guys from inland come down to the surf. The Belito area is absolutely phenomenal. It's developing day by day. It's developed massively over the last couple of years. I remember 10 years ago or 15 years ago driving through Belito and having absolutely nothing there. I mean, there were a couple of smaller shops at the bottom. The top was just starting to be developed, but there was basically one main road through Belito, and that was it. And it's turned into an absolutely incredible location. You got everything on your doorstep there. So guys, don't be scared to come down to Belito. You got Sheffield and Salt Rock, you got Tinley Manor, you got all the way south, down to Westbrook. There's some accommodation there. Really have some fun in this area in June, July holidays. So you don't have to save it for December when the edibles kind of drift away and you get your bigger flatfish and sharks coming through. This now, right now, is probably one of the best times to come down to Belito. So just a heads up, guys. You don't have to plan around the seasons as far as your temperatures go. Belito is a beautiful place to come down this time of the year. Moving on to your fishing. We did have a little bit of a slow week compared to the last few weeks. The shad haven't really slowed down. There's been massive numbers of shad in certain areas. And I've seen all the way down to Blue Lagoon, actually, some really big shad coming out. And then the one thing, and I think it goes hand in hand, the garrick have started to come out more now than they have in the last few months. Normally we get one or two of those garrick coming up, in June. And we missed it this year completely because of the rains. We had a lot of customers coming to us from Richards Bay saying, you know, they've caught, you know, 20 garrick so far for the season in Richards Bay in the harbour itself, which means that we did get those garrick coming through. It's not that they didn't come up. It's just that they passed us. They probably went a little bit deeper. If they didn't go deeper, they were here, but they were on a mission to get to cleaner water. So they didn't really stick around. And if the guys, if they did pass a fishing spot, as most of you guys know, there was just no fishing really at those times, you know, when the shoals normally come past us. So Durban Harbour was completely dead. Areas like Blue Lagoon, Isipingo, Warners, all of the areas that normally get those shoals of garrick coming through, and the guys have a garrick smash, there was just nothing. It was quiet as anything this year. So I personally feel that they went out deep and they made it up north, because if the guys at Richards Bay are catching them, you know, they have to have passed us. So it's quite nice to see now that in the last week there have been much higher numbers of garrick coming out. You know, we're starting to see fish at Tinley Manor, at Zinkwazi, Tugela, the guys caught. I heard this morning one of my customers told me that two came out there, I think it was yesterday. So yeah, it is. It's on the up. It's on the rise. Definitely the right time now for garrick, and we will have them for the next month or two. We'll see what happens with the water conditions and the garrick, because that's been a little bit unpredictable with the floods that we had. Other than that, we're still seeing one or two stumpies. I heard of a brusher come out, a decent brusher come out on the bluff. Not that it's my area, but that is, when I say decent, I think it was about 9 kilos, which is nice to report on no matter what. And then at Tugela again, the guys are catching cob, and there was a report of a cob of 32 kilos. I don't know how true that is, but irrespective, if it is true, well done. If it's not, I heard that that was one of about 8 that had come out on that day by the same angler. So really, really nice. And I do believe the guys are catch and release enthusiasts. So I'm convinced that that those fish were all released, which is quite nice, especially if it's 32 kilos. That is a beautiful breeding cob. So that is about it, guys. Apart from those fish, there isn't really too much happening. And I would assume with the weather conditions being quite good this week that we are going to see a lot of people on the water. And then as far as ski boating goes, we have had quite a few guys catching snook on the paddle skis and on the boats. That's pretty much where it ends. We haven't seen anything else. Maybe one cooter. I did see that one or two of the guys on the Durban groups were posting a couple cooter caught at Blue Lagoon in and amongst the snook. So that was that's nice to see. A little bit weird at the time, because historically I've always caught cooter in and amongst the snook in November, December time, you know, when the small shoal cooter, which we commonly call the rat cooter, start to move through. And as most of you guys might know, that the shoal cooter do move through early, and then you get those big croc cooter coming through in the colder months here. You know, the beginning of winter is probably the absolute best time to target your PB, your big cooter, croc cooter. So yeah, nice to see one or two of those cooter still here, and plenty snook, guys. There are so many snook. It's actually scary. If you can get out there, get out there. And that's all along the coast. I've heard reports of everything from St. Lucia down to the Bluff, and I'm 100% sure that in the Scottsboro area the guys are going to be catching one or two as well. So guys, get out there, see what happens. Yeah, like I said, it was a bit slow in the week, but it will pick up. Good luck, guys.
Wow, Jesse, what a legendary report. Absolutely great to hear that the fishing is so good right now. Winter is certainly the season to fish Balito. Guys, it's the last weekend of the school holidays. Get the kids out there, get them down to Balito and those surrounding areas. Like Jesse said, there's a few preferred spots. The kids are certainly going to have something to talk about when they go back to school. Jesse, what great intel about that Garrick. Wow, good, moving away from us to the cleaner water, then coming back and certainly having a very good run at the moment. Apart from the Garrick, guys, Balito and surrounding areas is producing a lot of fish, including that cob. And to reiterate this, we are moving on to Richards Bay, where we've got Ellie that just sent me an image literally 10 minutes ago with a 37.6 kilo Dagger salmon. Guys, the fishing is epic at the moment, and I am going to leave Ali to tell us more about it.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing have been extremely good this past week, with the weather also playing along. Deep sea anglers have been catching some decent-sized edibles, like the rock cod and some hellback salmon. There's also plenty of kingfish, yellowfin tuna, and kuta as well. Yesterday, another angler at our boat club also weighed in his Dagger salmon that he caught near Muntinzini on the 25 meter and it weighed 36 kg. What an awesome catch. In our harbour, there is also a few species being caught like the black-tip kingies and some blacktail and pompon. Unfortunately, our estuaries have been a bit more quiet lately, but that's all for now. Thanks guys and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Great to have you back this week. And guys, Richards Bay is certainly the place. Apart from the estuary, you can expect bending rods all over the place. And to get more bending rods on the North Coast this week, we round off our show at Cape Vidal and St. Lucia, where I've just phoned through and got a report where the shad is on the bite big time, according to the tackle store owners, as well as Garrick on live bait. If you're fishing ski boat, the guys are getting some big, big kuta. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. Now, moving on to the freshwater side of KZN, we have got Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg with what's been going on for this past week.
Hi, Jan Carbal from Kingfisher Maritzburg reporting. So while I'm kind of sad to see that the big snow that was forecast for this week simply disappear into the ether, it seems that the Vikings and the Norwegians from the north got it completely wrong this time. I'm sure that there are plenty of others who are not. The weather has remained fine and pretty balmy for this time of year, and by some reports, it seems that the fish are playing along. For the most part, that is. Unfortunately, not all the parts. Last weekend saw the third leg of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place up in Nottingham Road. And as decent as the weather was for fishing, unfortunately, many anglers toiled and only some 165 fish were recorded for the two fishing days. But as is usually the case in these events, there are some anglers that are just luckier, some would say more skilled, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, than others. And huge congrats must be extended to local Team Zimmers, who recorded 44 of those fish. That is some 25% of the total. Amazing fishing. Included in that tally was another submarine of 62 centimeters, that is 24 and a half inches. So congratulations to well-known local bass angler, Alistair Moore's Pitt. So do we see some retreading to some trout here, Ali? Top dog of the event was another member of Team Zimmers, that is Wayne Stegan, who recorded 13 fish with an average of 48 centimeters. That are some stats. Well fished there, Wayne. A total of 637 fish were recorded by the top 15 teams over the three legs. These teams all go into the finals, which takes place in the first week in August. So I guess it's time for me to get back to the vise and restock the fly boxes. I think it is fair to say that while the outside weather was decent for this last weekend, water temperatures had dipped by a further couple of degrees over the last 2 weeks or so from the second leg. So water temps are now sitting around 7 to 8 degrees C and the fishing had taken a dive. Yes, pun intended, along with the temperatures. The consequence of this is, and as we are prone to say here in the Midlands, we have fish that are fixated on fornication rather than feeding. So they are in full spawn mode with your cockfish chasing your hens around the place and not really looking at food. And the consequence being that these anglers that fished as they normally do, that is ripping and stripping large flies, struggled and went left. And those anglers that changed their game on the day, that is fishing small flies and fishing static, came right. While it may seem to be like watching paint dry, this method has shown to be very effective when fish are getting finicky. So there's another top tip for you. So as we mentioned last week, Nantel Fly Fishers Club celebrated its 50th AGM. And as reported by the AGM, the inaugural meeting took place on the 29th of February 1972, with Mr. John Beams elected as chairman, and the vice chairman being none other than well-known fly fishing author and artist, Dr. Tom Sutcliffe, making quite a formidable team, I must say. Of interest also is that the very first stillwater which was stocked with trout by the club is still enjoyed by club members today, 50 years later. It was also noted that the biggest fish recorded over the last year came in at 69 centimeters, that is 27 inches, and would most probably have pulled the scale to that magical double figure fish of 10 pounds or 4.5 kilos. So due accolades and congratulations once again to one of the oldest fly fishing clubs in the country. While on the topic of the NFFC, the fishing returns from club members continue to roll in with some great fish being reported. Good numbers of fish across the spectrum, ranging from 30 centimeters, that is 12 inches, right up to 58 centimeters, 23 inches. Unfortunately, the returns don't ask the question as to what fly produced the goods. But then again, I don't think there would be too many responses, as most anglers like to hold their aces rather close to their chest. Due to a clash with the NFFC AGM, this week's meeting of the Natal Fly Fisher Society was moved to next week, Tuesday. So anyone interested in fly tying, new or experienced, pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg and come and chat to me for some more information. Again, not much news on the bass angling front. Fishing has been very quiet at both Albert Falls and Midmore Dams, with only a few fish here and there. On the social media side, there's been much discussion about new lures and tackle, and that includes the new Daiwa Fuyogo CT100H baitcaster reel, while the wait is on for the winter spawn to get into high gear. Of note is that the next bass tournament takes place at the end of next month. That is the Albert Falls Classic on the 25th and the 27th of August. So there's plenty of time for the bass boys to polish their tackle and get your entries in. With the recent spell of balmy weather, we have seen some more activity from the yellowfish, scaly and carp guys. I've seen some great fish footage, that is, of carp slurping off the surface, with reports of 5 and 6 kilo fish being taken and plenty of breakoffs in between. Fish have been targeted using dry flies, including a variety of foam ants, beetles and hopper patterns. These guys will put a proper bend in your stick. So tight lines to you all, stop by the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and we'll catch you all next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. As always, I love your metaphors and puns, but more so your advice, tips and detailed reports of all these events going on. And I had to play this back again because I don't know if I heard this correctly. 637 fish recorded. What an epic season you guys are having out there. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. What another fantastic round of reports from our correspondents, getting us excited for the fishing that's going to be coming up this weekend. The weather's looking good, the conditions are looking good, the fish is all over the place. Whether you are fishing rock and surf, ski boat, or freshwater, the rods are going to be bending. As always, I am Vanessa Green. Make sure to keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.